This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Metroplex. Entire squad back together again for the long term. Sean, RJ, Bobby, we got Peyton kind of back from jury duty. It's a Tolo Tuesday here on your home of the Texas Rangers. And the big news was made yesterday. Friend of the show that joins us on Wednesdays, Brett Boone, Odyssey podcast host, gets the call from Bruce Bochy, and he's here now to try to save the Rangers offense. Brett, how did it happen?
This completely came out of left field. It started, I went up to USC, my alma mater, I threw out a first pitch. I ran into an old buddy of mine, Michael Young, and he's with the Texas Rangers, and we just started talking, and you know, we had a 10-minute conversation, gave each other a hug. I said, give CY, which is Chris Young, my new boss, the president of the Rangers, and obviously the skipper, Bruce Bochy, who is this, I played under in 2000, but we've become, you know, I've a really good friendship with him for a lot of years. And I get home, and the phone's ringing, and it's Bruce Bochy. And the first thing I thought is, this is weird. Mid-season, I know the Rangers have been scuffling with that offense. 2 years ago, they won the World Series and with the best offense in baseball, and now they're scuffling a little bit. I said, this is a weird time for Bruce to be calling. So I answered the phone as I do. And I said, Bruce, I know, can't get enough. You want to come back on the podcast? Because we've had Bruce on quite a few times. And he said, no, Booney, it's a different call. And he kind of ran it by me. And he said, why don't you think about it? And, you know, I talked to my wife and I talked to the people, you know, close to me. And it didn't take long. You know, it was one of those things where I didn't know where this journey's taking me, but if there's a guy to get back on the field for the first time in a long time for me, there's no reason. Bruce Bochy's number one on my list. I mean, he's number one.
How cool is this, RJ Choppy?
It's pretty darn cool. You know, it's not often that you have somebody who's been on your show for a couple of years now. He's now the hitting coach or a coach with the team that you guys that we cover. So that's really, really cool. And he's first one of the first families of the sport. It's in their blood. There's nothing that Brett Boone doesn't know about baseball that he hasn't heard, you know, learned from his dad or his grandfather, uncles, brother, whatever, you know. So it's like the whole family is just immersed in this. This is like the Phillips family in football, the Bowdens, you know, Tommy and Terry and oh my God.
Jimmy.
Yeah. No. no, wrong one. But it's a fantastic family for baseball. And who knows? Like, who knows what this is going to do?
Right.
It's a hitting coach. It's about messaging. He's not going to sit there and break down and like change. He's not going to go there and tell everybody, hey, change your batting stance. That's not how this is going to work. This is about messaging.
Yeah. And I mean, look, he's not even their sole hitting coach, right? They've got he's co-hitting coach, and then you've also got you've got the co-hitting coach, and then you've got an assistant hitting coach. So you got three people working on them hitting. So hopefully that'll be enough to iron out some of these issues. I love it because just from getting the chance to have him on here over the last 2 years, I think he's exactly the type of at least philosophy or view of the game that they need right now, which is they've got a guy who clearly is interested in analytics and is not just, oh, it's my old way. Like, he comes on here, he talks to us about spin rate and all the different Statcast measurements and stuff that he thinks are important.
Yeah. He knows.
But he also is still like old school baseball guy.
Yeah.
Who just like believes in certain...
Bochy. He believes in Bochy's approach.
Yeah, that's basically it. He's essentially the same sort of view of baseball as Bochy. And I think it'll be... I think this is a good hire.
Three-time All-Star, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, played for Boch on the 2000 Padres. As Jared Sandler points out, Brett hit more home runs in his career versus the Rangers than any other team. So he'll try to go ahead and flip that. Hey, being the home of the Rangers, we get the GM every single week. Chris Young, right there yesterday on the G-Bag Nation, explaining why Booney.
Well, it came together relatively quickly. It kind of started behind the scenes with conversations in the front office with me and Ross Fenstermaker and then Bruce Bochy, and really sitting down and talking about if we had to make a change, what are we missing? What are we looking for in the next coach, and what are we missing as a group right now? And as we kind of discussed those things with Boch, we were all on the same page, and we kind of came back to this idea that we need somebody who's going to bring some of the wisdom and experience that a former player has, somebody who can, you know, relate to these players, having walked in their shoes and done it, understands the ebbs and flows of the seasons and what a team mentality looks like, and somebody who has a little bit of edge to them, who can instill confidence and conviction and belief. And as we talk through the criteria, then we started listing candidates who may fit that, and Booney was one of those. And as we kind of reached out and he expressed interest, it materialized pretty quickly.
So I have a bunch of follow-up questions. How did Chris Young and the Rangers keep up with like Brett Boone's current outlook on the game? Did they have a lot of conversations behind the scenes? Were they actually monitoring or getting notes on the podcast? Like, how do they know that Brett Boone, who's not working in the sport officially on another staff like Jeff Bannister or someone, how do they know his views and that he's the guy?
I assume that I doubt they listened to his podcast. Now Chris may have been on his podcast, and Bochy may have been on the podcast.
Bochy's been on a lot.
Bochy's on a lot. But if Bochy's heard some of his philosophy, he would know exactly how to relay that.
Also, like this, you know, it's like all the sports is about relationships. You know somebody, you coach them, you worked with them, whatever. And then it's the simple Michael Young who works with the organization. I think they were looking for a voice, maybe trying to get a former player and as an old school kind of guy to match Bochy as well. I don't think they were sitting there, hey, let's check out his philosophy on his podcast. It may have more been, hey, I know him, I know what he's about.
My next follow up is, how does Brett go into this and start? Because he's keeping an eye on the entire sport. Is he just cramming film study on the flight to Boston? How does he start off with the advice to guys that he's not studying every single day and every single week?
I mean, I would guess right now he's probably leaning on...
I guess that's why you have a co-hitting coach.
I'm guessing he's probably leaning on those two other hitting coaches right now. Like, they're going to be doing a lot of the stuff while he gets his feet wet and figures out, all right, let me get to know these guys, let me build relationships, let me, you know, get my feet under me, essentially. I would imagine he's not doing a lot of coaching the first week that he's here.
He's probably doing scouting report stuff.
So I would imagine a lot of the direct hands-on stuff they're getting is from the two other coaches, and then Boone is just kind of there. But this is exactly why relationships and connections matter, because he just laid it out for you. He played for Bochy. He's known Bochy for years. He became really good friends with Chris Young when they were teammates. He had Michael Young, who he said, I mean, that's the assistant to the general manager. And he's like, oh, Michael Young, a great friend of mine who I just happened to bump into. It is when you look at it, like, it kind of makes sense of just like, oh yeah, all these relationships are layered in the organization that would end up this way.
It's funny how it just all comes together on a first pitch night. Like, it's funny. Like, it's just all out of nowhere.
And now the most important question, and shout out to the G-Bag Nation for remembering that Brett Boone is on this show every other hump day at 9:20, 105.3 The Fan. Is Brett Boone, newly hired Rangers hitting coach, still allowed to come on the morning show every other week?
Well, given that you guys that they cover, you know, the Fan covers the Rangers, I see no reason why he can't continue at least jumping on the Fan. And regarding the podcast, I kind of leave it to him. He's built a very good business with this podcast. I think it's very insightful. I think it just exudes the passion for the game that he has. It's one of the things that really attracted us to him in these conversations. And, you know, certainly we'd like to explore ways for him to be able to continue it in some capacity while knowing that his primary responsibilities with the team are going to be our players and helping these guys win baseball games. And so I think it's going to be a time commitment on his end that's going to be a little difficult to balance. But if there's a way to do some of it, we're open-minded to it.
He's Chris Young is so smooth.
Maybe we can finally get a Ranger on the morning show.
Maybe. He did. I texted him yesterday. He did say, talk soon. He said, talk soon.
What did you text him?
Just congrats, you know, from all of us.
Yeah. And I mean, what?
Talk soon.
We thought we were going to get him on this week.
Yeah.
What happened, Pepe? He was texting you, trying to set things up?
No, so he goes through another guy with Odyssey. So I email him, and then he contacts Brett. And I've texted Brett sometimes before when I can't get a hold of the other guy. But yeah, he emailed me yesterday afternoon. I was like, hey, are we doing Wednesday with Brett? And so I was
afternoon? He hit you up?
Not Brett,
for Brett to come on.
Yeah. He's like, hey, when? Because we skipped Brett a couple weeks ago because of the draft. So they're trying to get back on schedule every other week. So we had him on last week. He wanted to try to do this week, and then we get every other week to go on. And then so I had emailed him back after the news broke and was like, hey, I know he just got hired as hitting coach, but we'd love to have him on. And then I haven't heard anything.
The part he's not telling you is he replied late to that email. It initially said, hey, can we get him on Monday morning? And Peyton was at jury duty and he missed it.
Ah.
I said, yeah, sorry, I don't put guests when I'm off. So
did they ask for Monday morning?
No. It was Monday afternoon, but they wanted Wednesday.
Well, that's interesting that they still wanted to try to come on tomorrow.
I mean, that'd be great. It'd be fantastic. You know, it'd be the Dodgers' first game back as you're back on the grind.
East Coast time.
East Coast time, yep. They're in Boston, so it'd be fantastic. And then, you know, obviously with the podcast, these podcasts, they're not, some of them, I guess, some are 3 hours long, but most of them are like an hour long. I mean, you have a 3 hour game at 7 o'clock at night. You get to the ballpark maybe at noon. You've got time. There's plenty of time to kick out an hour and, you know, do your podcast.
Not with this offense. This offense needs work. But I will say,
not with Chris Young either.
You mentioned East Coast time. I will say Brett Boone deserves a ton of credit for being the best ever about just coming on regardless of what time zone he's in.
Hawaii.
That dude would show up in Hawaii, like it's dark out, and he's like, my wife's sleeping on the other side of this door. I'm going to have to be quiet.
I'm in the deer blind right now. And you can hear the gravelly voice, you know? And yeah, he was a trooper.
It didn't matter. Whatever time it was for us, he's like, yeah, I'll be on. It may be four where I'm at, but I'll come on because that's just how tight we are with him.
Yeah, yeah, cool dude. I would DM him. I didn't ask for the phone number like Chop. But I would DM him during the World Series or the playoffs and shoot messages back and forth. And yesterday I just sent him a hell yeah, and he wrote back with like the hands up prayer emoji. So hopefully we can get him on tomorrow. And now we need the offense to start clicking so we can take all the credit.
Gotta click. That's the key. You know, this, because otherwise this is just another name
or new personnel like Carter with the news that came out. The other day it was Donnie Ecker and Leody Taveras, and yesterday we get Brett Boone and Evan Carter, CY, announcing that they are recalling him. Quote, he's passed all the tests that we have wanted to see. We're excited about where Evan is, Bobby.
Yeah, we were talking about this last week, that Evan Carter had, despite struggling early, had gotten on base every single game. And then we went and jinxed it because literally the day after saying that, I think he went 3 games in a row without getting on base. So we kind of jinxed that a little bit. But, yeah, you're talking about he's only hitting .221 right now in AAA Round Rock. But
league average.
It's still the Evan Carter approach. He's over 100 points higher on his on-base percentage. He started hitting the ball harder. He's had a few home runs in the last couple weeks and still stealing bases. So, I mean, his approach looks sound. It's just the fact that he's not striking out a ton. I think that, yeah, when you hear him talking about that, when you hear Chris Young talking about him passing every test, it's that his approach is strong and looks more like the Evan Carter we know.
Rangers, Red Sox, 5:45, first pitch.
Baby.
Later on today.
Yeah, it'll be over by 7:30.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan, your home for the Texas Rangers. How Jelly Roll may get Bobby beat up in Fort Worth tonight. Next on Sean and RJ.